Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and every Wednesday this time we talk to Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good
Looking
to have
forward
you.
To it, as always.
Oh, good. Hey, first thing I wanted to ask you about, I knew, you know, you had been working on this idea of bringing in a parking consultant, Philip Olivier, if I'm saying his name correctly, who used to work with Premier, and I think I understand what the goal is here, but you tell me from your perspective, what are you trying to accomplish with him?
Yeah, I mean, let's lay the groundwork that what we all know right now is parking isn't where it needs to be. And, you know, for a long time, we've kind of said blue is us and red is them. And when I get a lot of emails, I continue to say that. we don't really have much control over those premium red lots. So what my ultimate goal is certainly get to a better place than where we are right now, which is should be pretty easy to do. And that's where the private lot owners have you charge what they want. They can boot if they want. And the enforcement is handled not as cleanly as ours. We've got to get to a better place than that. So we're going to have an analysis of our current parking, you know, what should be charged, what shouldn't be charged on the blue spaces, as well as potentially look at a new app on our side and try to get one of the best apps in the country that I would say is something that we can improve on in the blue lots. And then look for opportunities to continue to grow inventory and more to come with that. But at the end of the day, the more simple we can make this for people, a lot of times I get emails about, and the first email starts with, oh, it's expensive. Well, I know that's not the case because we only charge 50 cents an hour. So I know that's not the case. But what people usually mean is it's difficult for me to use.
Right.
Or I got a ticket one time and I'm never coming back. And as I told a Rotary Club yesterday, you know, when a visitor leaves after getting a $90 ticket in a private lot, they don't delineate between whether that was the mayor or not.
Right, that's right.
Or whether that was the city or not. All they do is they go back home and they say, I had a bad experience.
I'm tired
of saying that's not my job.
Just one thing I want to add. There's a third reason that people get frustrated, and that is the, we'll call it the Andrew McKay effect. I have to pay it all? You know, like, that's another reason that people get frustrated. But go ahead. You were saying it's right. They don't distinguish. They get upset, and then they don't come back.
Right, exactly. They don't. So we the city and the mayor are in the worst case scenario, which is we get all the blame for what happens. 95% of the complaints come, at least 90%, in the private lots, and we have to deal with it. And as I've told private lot owners, we are eroding the experience of our community, and I can't just sit alongside anymore and say that's not my job. I mean, we've got to do something. And so that's the reason we're doing this, is we're getting an expert who's done this before that understands really all sides of this issue, both public and private and everything else, and we're going to get something better than we have now.
So the idea is what I call the outside eyes effect, which is somebody who's not in the middle of it but who has experience, who can come in and, you know, look at what your company does and say, why on earth do you do that? You know, can we come up with a better way?
Right.
Exactly. So I did have a question posed to me. It's an allegation, I guess, of sorts, and I think I know the answer would be, but I wanted to pose it to you because apparently this is a rumor running around, is the folks that are being hired, it's a brand-new consulting company. They don't really know anything. This is just some kind of crony friends of the mayor kind of thing. I'm asking you because somebody asked me.
Sure. I've never spoken on the phone with Mr. Olivier at any point until this process started, so it'd be difficult to say we're very good friends, but what it is it's someone who understands all sides of this, has been on the private lot side of things. He's certainly has been in the parking game for a long, long time. And he has specific, unique experience to local. He's worked in this market. So there isn't a real long list of people that can say that, you know, so if that really understand all sides of this and understand the locality and the uniqueness of our city. So it's a no-brainer for us, and I know he's going to bring us a lot of knowledge that, you know, things that we wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah, and I personally like the idea of hiring the enemy. I mean, you know, you hired the red lot guy to see if we can't find a solution. Because not just because he understands, but because he might see unique ways of solving the problem from within that culture that, you know, you may not see as an outsider or not. So I appreciate that as well.
Go
ahead.
One other thing, you know, I've heard, well, hey, this is a premium. Someone works for him. He doesn't work for premium at this point. So, as you said, he has the knowledge, perhaps, of how private lots work, but he does not work for premium. So, some notion that, you know, lots are going to all go to premium or this or that, I mean, none of that is, you know, has any basis whatsoever.
And I would feel like I had done a disservice to my own self-importance if I didn't say this. You know, you could just try an experiment where we went with free parking again. Just saying as an alternative, you know? Anyway, I know it's not going to happen, but, you know.
You hit the radio on that idea.
No, but yeah. you did say something. You said there's more inventory to come. Should I anticipate that that's going to be of what happened like on Spring Street? You're going to find a street where you can do a little bit of a readjustment where you could create some spots because we don't need that. Is that the kind of thing you're looking at?
Exactly. Well, where should we be charging? Where should we not? I don't know that we've ever taken a holistic look at that. I think we said we charge here, then we haven't. So some, you know, there might be spaces that are free right now that will be charged. North Palafox is an example. I mean, do we charge there or do we not? But then on the flip side, there might be places we charge where we don't, you know, so that's why we're doing this. When we optimize it, that's what.
And just, you know, again, as a citizen user, okay, I know you know this, but it might help to hear it from somebody else, is whatever the assessment, the survey, the comprehensive look decides to do, please just make one change and let it be for a long time. Because I think for me anyway, the frustration is, you know, they added paid parking on that one. I got to go over here. Oh, now they added paid parking on that one. Or they changed the hours. And it seems like it's this ever-shifting landscape that's as frustrating as the problem itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And it's also why we haven't made many. If you look, we certainly could have reasoned adding areas or change. Two-hour parking has been outdated for 30 years.
Yeah.
But I could go change that right now, right, if I wanted to, but for that exact reason.
Good.
I want one shot at this, and that's why we're going to be meticulous about it. We're going to bring a consultant in and all that. So, I agree with you. I think that's our goal.
We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. We'll be back him in just a second. John Pickens sitting in for Candy this morning with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. I've got one accident. We're working right now, Brent Lane and Bellamy Avenue. No roadblock there, but I'm starting to see delays around that. I-10, I-110 starting to get the volume delays right now. Other than that, that's a look at the traffic. It's Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Mayor Reeves, we didn't really give much chance to at least mention this, but congratulations to the design team for the airport. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited about that because and that was one of the early things we wanted to get in, and we got that $2 million from FDOT to get going on that design. As we all know, anybody who's flown to the airport, I'm flying through there tomorrow, that we know how busy it is. It's bursting at the seams, really a process that probably we're overdue on. And so I'm very, very excited to see this design move forward. So really looking forward to that. And hopefully, if we keep working hard, and I'll keep going back to Washington as many times as I need to get the federal portion of the funding, that we need to be focused on getting this $70 million in order in the next 6 to 9 months. So when that done's done, we're ready to go.
Yeah, nicely done. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is we had ideas. Now we're not sure where we are, but I know you guys keep working on it. Where do we stand with the old Baptist property? You know, because when they move, which is soon, you know, we don't yet have a solution for what to do with that land, right?
Absolutely. So, look, I think the Baptist Hospital, they're well aware. They've put a lot of work into the last couple of years what their obligation is when they leave in terms of doing what's best and what's right for the neighborhood and for the community. And certainly we're stepping in to be collaborative for that same reason, is to say, you know, here's a potential 50-acre parcel in the heart of our pretty small city in terms of square miles. You know, these kinds of parcels don't come along often. How do we ensure that what happens after they leave is something that's good, not only good for the community, but could be transformational for the community, you know, depending on what we do there. So we've played an active role in that and having some conversations, and we actually just had a meeting with Baptist and with Senator Broxson last week that we've kind of all looked each other in the eye now. And, you know, even my joke in the meetings, I said, you know, we've been talking, but it's probably time to start dating. And what I mean is, you know, we've got to start to really galvanize what this is going to be. If we go help, you know, potentially fund demolition with state dollars or federal dollars or grant dollars, those kinds of things. And of course, we've already played an active role in that already with getting a $5 million grant from CDBG. What does that look like? You know, is that how much of the property would the city get? All those kinds of things that need to be worked through. So I'm confident we're going to get there. But we've now reached the perfect time to really start to put pen to paper about what that looks like. So we're really all on the same page there, and that should be coming probably within the next 30 days.
Very good. Last quick question before we get to the lightning round. Graffiti Bridge, where are we at on getting a solution implemented?
Yeah, good question. So like anything else, you know, you peel back the onion and there's a couple more things to go that just are really back to your parking request, which is to try to do this all at once. That's what we're doing at Wayside. If you've driven by there, the boat launch parking lot was asphalt poured on dirt many years ago. So that's all busted up. We're looking at that train trestle that we were able to get approved in 2017. We also have some Skanska dollars coming in for the parking lot that they use at Wayside. And if you've been down to Wayside, that needs improvement as well.
Yeah.
So what we're moving forward with right now is a holistic design from basically the graffiti bridge down to Wayside. So we have the funding still in place for the chimes, as we call it.
Yeah.
But what we realized was there's about a 300-foot opening right there at Wayside. So where are you going to put them? And so we want to make sure that we design the whole thing with every piece of this in mind. So that's the only reason we put a mothball on that for now, is just so we're ready to go. We've got the funding for it, but we want to make sure we put those chimes in the right place. Like they're not going to hit a boat or anything like that. So we're really looking at it more of the big picture right now.
Okay, so right now that's essentially on pause with no implementation date in mind. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. Pending the complete design of the whole Wayside and all
okay.
that structure, but we're moving forward with that.
I got you. Last thing, we always like to do a lightning round. First question for you: when you go get fast food, assuming you do, are you a drive-through or a go-into-the-counter?
Oh, definitely a drive-through. Mm. Definitely. I mean, if I can order it on an app, even better.
All right, you're that guy. That's fine. Do you prefer to make a phone call or do you prefer to make a video call? Do you want the other person to see you and you can see them?
You know, I am a millennial, but I'm like the oldest millennial, so I'm still a phone call. I don't, you know, maybe I'm too self-conscious for the video call.
I'm the same way. Honestly, I am. When you get your hair done, do you want the barber, the stylist to make small talk with you or to just do the work?
Small talk. It's a buddy of mine. I'm actually going at 9 o'clock. You must be following my schedule.
I swear I'm not stalking you.
Now, exactly. I'm going to be thinking about that now. But no, yeah, small talk. He's a friend of mine, so we usually catch him.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And last one is Blue Wahoos yesterday with NAS Pensacola CEO Terry Shashadi Village. They gave him a bunch of call signs. So they're going to have a night out at the ballpark with a Ted Williams bobblehead. I love this promotion. It's fantastic. If DC Reeves had a call sign, what would his call sign be? And now it's not fair because you never get to self assign.
Oh,
I should probably ask Alex what call sign he would assign you. But
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say, I probably wouldn't do it. I've already got a big head physically as it is, so you really wouldn't need like a bobblehead. You know, I'd have to. but I don't know.
They could just call you Bobble.
That's the first time you stumped me. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll get a little bit of thought together. I'll talk with Alex and see if we can't come up with something. DC Reeves is the mayor of. That's right. The mayor of Pensacola. As always, sir, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.